Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The dock worker strike is over for now. Thousands of union longshoremen have agreed to go back to work. They have agreed to a substantial pay package, but will not have discussions on one of their main sticking points, automation, until early next year. Rescue crews still searching the southeast for victims of Hurricane Helene. Relief efforts continue. ABC's Morgan Norwood is outside of Asheville, North Carolina.
Helene's already staggering death toll, climbing once again. At least 215 people killed since the storm made landfall last Thursday in Florida. President Biden surveying the damage there, getting an aerial tour of the destruction left behind. In North Carolina, the desperate search and rescue efforts continue, and resources scarce as many remain without power and water. In Asheville, the North Carolina National Guard working nonstop to deliver supplies to residents.
Israel launching airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut overnight, cutting off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Northern Wisconsin residents say they've had more moose sightings than usual this year. According to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials, moose sightings are pretty rare given that there's usually only a couple dozen in the state at any time. With new sightings in Washburn and Burnett counties, DNR officials say their wandering pattern is linked to their mating season from mid-September to mid-October. Officials are reminding residents to keep your distance if you do happen to catch a look at a moose. A burglary suspect was arrested at a popular Duluth restaurant on Thursday morning. According to the Duluth Police Department, officers responded to the burglary call at Bridgman's Restaurant at around 6:15 a.m. on Thursday. When they arrived, they noticed a broken window from the street and cleared the building before taking the 44-year-old man into custody. He was taken to a local hospital for evaluation before being taken to the St. Louis County Jail on burglary and property damage charges. The restaurant reopened shortly after. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. This offseason, the Brewers could move on from Willie Adames, who should command strong interest in free agency.
Well, I can't tell you if that was it or not. I mean, I guess we have to wait, but you know, I would love to be here next year competing with my boys again, you know. It would be great. It would be special. I know the talent that we have in this clubhouse is something special.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
It's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high near 70 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and windy. Upper 70s to near 80 with an isolated afternoon thundershower possible. Then we're back to fall temperatures on Sunday with sunshine and a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 65,000 farms contribute over $104 billion annually to our state's economy and over 435,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 11th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on October 5th against Purdue. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans, and Wisconsin Pork Association. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the very latest on a close congressional race between Becca Cook and constantly caustic Congressman Derek Van Orden.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning, G. Calvin.
How are you this morning, Earl?
Well, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Yeah, it sounded like they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory last
night.
Man,
it was, you know, it for all the world, the Brewers have been in the playoffs, people may not notice, the last 5 or 6 years. So, I mean, they're right there, and you just wonder, and you really thought last night was going to be the opportunity, man. They had a rookie pitcher. He pitched 5 innings. He only gave up 2 hits. They go into the bottom of the 8th inning. It's nothing to nothing. The Brewers hit 2 solo home runs back-to-back. And so you figure, man, this is it. They're bringing in Devin Williams, once the best relief pitcher in the major leagues 2 years in a row. Granted, just coming off of a surgery that he had earlier this summer, and so he didn't play much. He came back. I think he's probably been back maybe about a month. So it's just what you wanted, Calvin. Your closer, arguably one of the best relief pitchers in the entire league. You're up 2-0. You're at home. The people are going crazy. And then the unthinkable happened, Calvin.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that's baseball. Everything can change with one swing of the bat.
Do you think the Brewer fans want to hear that?
No, definitely not.
But you are right. It is baseball. But the guy whoever came up with that axiom, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Man, that's what took place last night, man. And that's a hard pill to swallow, Calvin. The Brewers firmly in first place. Man, for the better half of the year, second half of the year, you know, and great young team, and you're just, you're figuring this is it. And, and that quickly, it's over. And, you know, go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, and baseball's, I don't know, it's so much about peaking at the right time, and it definitely feel like the Brewers peaked in, like, July, and they were kind of not doing so well the past 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, you know, it without question, what you say is true, and I know, you know, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because I know that there are Brewer fans, especially Luke, man, right?
Yeah, and Greg.
Hey, Greg too. So Luke was there last night, and I know, man, he had to be just probably in shock this morning.
Yeah, definitely a tough pill to swallow. I mean, I'm not a huge Brewer fan, but I can relate it to being a Bucks fan, and it definitely is a bummer when your season ends.
Hey, Brendan, I can tell you've been around a while, man. That was the opening of the wide world of sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. But no game better portrayed that than what transpired with the Brewers last night. But let's got a lot to talk about today. We're going to be joined by Dan Schaefer this morning. And we got a lot to talk about with him. But I want to begin with this. And I don't know how you can't talk about this. You know, Kamala Harris is being scorned and ridiculed by the Republican Party because they say she only offered $750 to the victims of the Helena's hurricane. And so Donald Trump Jr., amongst a high-level or high-profile Republicans, have been criticizing Vice President Kamala Harris following her visit to see Hurricane Helena's damage in Georgia, claiming she only offered those affected $750. Now, we're going to break this down. Because if you just go by what they say, you would say, how in the world is it possible that the wealthiest nation on earth can only offer $750 to people who've lost everything? And if you listen to Republicans and Donald Trump and others lying like they do, then you would say, man, that's it. That's all she offered. But Calvin, I don't think that a vice president can offer anything. She doesn't make the call on how much money is going to be allocated in these tough situations. That's generally handled by Alejandro Mayorkas, who is a guy who's kind of over those kinds of things. Joe Biden and a whole group of people who make that call, Calvin.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it's just a misunderstanding of how the government works and how FEMA works, from my understanding, is $750 per person affected. The way the law is written, that's the maximum amount they can offer without congressional approval. So their hands are kind of tied unless Congress does something about
it. So the $750 that she was talking about was immediate dollars to help people buy food and water. And what do people need right away after, Calvin, after this kind of a disaster? The first thing they need is food and water, clean water and food, and yes, shelter. And so FEMA is down there attempting to, you know, provide shelter. But I'm listening to conservative radio, and they're saying that the reason that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are not helping these people out because a lot of them are MAGAs. You know, Calvin, a lot of them live in North Carolina, South Carolina, and they live in hills, in the hills. And so they're hard to reach. And those roads have been wiped out. And so to say that the reason that they're not helping them, I mean, everything's got to be politics with these people. The reason they're not helping them is because they're MAGAs. And so if you want to believe that, fine. But I got a lot of information that I'm going to share with you that will push back against all of that. You know, sometimes I think when these people say and do the things they do, they think that there aren't people like me and others who can dig into what's truth and what's a lie. And so what these people are talking about and why this $750, you know, is allocated, you know, if you thought that that was all that the government was providing, then you would have every right to be outraged. But that's not the case. The $750 is for right this moment. People who have nothing, it gives them an opportunity to go and get something to eat, you know, to get water, as FEMA is working feverishly to try to house these people. Now, I don't know what you expect or what people think. I remember Hurricane Katrina. Maybe some of you don't. And so to say that they haven't been there and they haven't done all of this and they were late getting to the game is not true. You know, they've attempted to move heaven and earth. That's what our government does. They don't do things based on whether somebody is a MAGA or whether somebody is, you know, a northern person or a southern person. It's not true. And so just because Donald Trump Jr. and other urchins like him are willing to lie, and Donald Trump himself lying and misleading people during a crisis, what more do you expect from, you know, these people? Now, I'm going to dismantle these lies in the next, you know, 20 minutes or so. And I wonder what people will say then, you know, because how soon we forget. But man, thank God for Google. Thank God for computers. Because before you, it'd be hard to try to find that information. Right now, it's at your fingertips. So I'm going to dismantle the lies that are being spread by those who support Donald Trump and himself at a time that they would take advantage of people who are at the lowest ebb. Says a lot about who they are. 855-752-4842 is the number. That's Friday. And so Sandy Williams is out of town this week, so we're going to do it ourselves. You can join us at 855-752-4842. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington, has changed her. And now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community. And look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. So you're going to be hearing nonstop from conservatives that Vice President Kamala Harris only offered $750 to these families that have been impacted and affected by Hurricane Helene. And did she offer $750? Yes, she did. And so that's because that's what they needed to do and will do to just get people what they need at that moment. And that's food and water, the bare necessities of life. When everything you have is wiped away, you can't think right away. You're not going to solve this immediately. What is the number one need of the people at that time? And so that's why. Now, this is according to not Earl Ingram, but Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security Secretary. Here's what he had to say. He warned the Federal Emergency Management Agency does not have enough funding to cover the rest of the hurricane season. The big picture, Hurricane Helene carved a path of destruction through six southeastern states, leaving unprecedented devastation, totaling tens of billions of dollars across communities, several of which officials said Thursday will need a full rebuild. At least 215 people were killed due to the storm, which brought catastrophic flooding to coastal and inland towns, according to the Associated Press. The Federal Relief Agency is extending aid in the form of food, water, generators, and monetary assistance, among other resources. So far, officials said Thursday FEMA has provided over $20 million in individual assistance. What he's saying, we are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have, Mayorkas told reporters on Wednesday, per multiple reports. He continued, we are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season. Now, why does FEMA not have the funds? 855-752-4842. I know why they don't have the funds. I'm wondering if you know. 855-752-4842. If you listen to Republicans, they'll tell you it is because they've used the money on immigrants who are here illegally. And that the reason that the FEMA funds aren't there is because they don't have them because they gave all of those funds to illegal immigrants. Now, here's what I want you to understand. And again, especially those who are on the right side, I said before I was going to stop calling people the Republicans right on the right side of things. They're certainly on the wrong side of things. But here's a reminder. I remember last year when the budget debate was going on. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. And the Republican Party was opposed to the FEMA dollars, the government that the government was requesting. It was Republicans who were opposed to that. You know, they personally voted against the increase in FEMA dollars. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. It's there. They chose to turn down additional FEMA dollars, saying, you know, they couldn't afford it. We couldn't afford it. Republicans. Well, now those same Republicans are here to lie to you. Look, I'm going to give you, you know, where you can go to corroborate what I'm saying. So when you see them lying today and tomorrow and the next day, reporters should push back on them and say, hey, you guys are the ones who cut the FEMA budget in 2023. That's true. And yet they're going to continue to lie and lead people to believe that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are the ones who refuse to give these dollars to the American people who are struggling. I've also read where they're saying, well, they gave all this money to Ukraine, and yet they won't give it to the citizens. Man. 855-752-4842. We're going to have at it. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Attorney General will not get to review sealed bankruptcy documents for the Catholic Church in southeast Wisconsin. A federal judge ruled this week against opening papers sealed nearly a decade ago. Josh Call wanted a look at the documents for his investigation of clergy sex abuse in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. A listeria outbreak across the country is raising concerns about how deli meats are regulated. 10 people have died and at least 59 people got sick. Jovana Kovacevic is a listeria expert who says there's room for improvement.
Consumers would benefit having the ability to look openly for listeria as opposed to fearing if they find any positive what's going to happen.
People should store meat at the proper temperature and cook it thoroughly. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. As temperatures start to cool off for good in the area, pest control specialists are sharing tips on how to keep little critters out of your home. With the colder weather, pests like bees, mice, and spiders may start to look for ways into your home as they seek shelter in warmer areas. Specialists say the best way to keep those critters out is to take preventative steps early, like ensuring windows and pipes around the home are sealed. Experts also recommend traps and chemical deterrents if those critters keep finding ways inside. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith visited Duluth on Wednesday as part of the Fighting for Reproductive Freedom bus tour. The bus tour seeks to energize voters by highlighting the differences between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump on reproductive freedom. Vice President Harris has made restoring the protections of Roe v. Wade a major staple of her campaign, while former President Trump has repeatedly bragged about being responsible for it being overturned by the Supreme Court. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Headed to the theaters this weekend? Here are some films you might want to see and some you might want to avoid. The sequel to Todd Phillips' The Joker, Joker Folie à Deux, hits the screen this weekend. Joaquin Phoenix is back playing the title character opposite Lady Gaga, who plays Harley Quinn. The film is much anticipated but receiving mixed reviews at about 50% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. Family drama Whitebird will also be out in wide release. The film is being called the follow-up to the best-selling book Wonder and stars Gillian Anderson and Helen Mirren. Whitebird is pulling in 85% so far on Rotten Tomatoes. And this week's dose of horror comes from the new Mel Gibson film Monster Summer. Gibson plays a retired police detective who teams up with kids at a camp to face a monstrous danger and save their island. The film has not yet been reviewed, so be warned. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high near 70 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and windy. Upper 70s to near 80 with an isolated afternoon thundershower possible. Then we're back to fall temperatures on Sunday with sunshine and a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK. And on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Folks, you're just not going to want to miss this. I've got an incredibly special interview with Illinois Senator and Purple Heart Award recipient Tammy Duckworth.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. So as you watch, you know, over the next few days and weeks, Republicans lying, the president, former president of the United States lying, Republican congressmen and senators lying, Republican talk show hosts lying about the response to Hurricane Helena, you need to know the truth and the facts. And these are some of the facts. And then I'll go to the phone lines. So, every single Florida House Republican voted against disaster relief funding. Let me repeat that. Every single Florida House Republican voted against disaster relief funding. That's a level of callous indifference and political opportunism that boggles the mind, one Florida Democrat said. Just days after Category 4 Hurricane Ian devastated Florida, killing at least 88 people and leveling and flooding thousands of buildings, nearly every Republican, Florida Republican, the U.S. Congress voted against a bill containing billions in funding for disaster relief that officials could have access to begin recovery after the storm. Last week, Congress passed a stopgap government bill, and this is, again, this is in 2023, that contained $18.8 billion in federal emergency management funds, FEMA funds, to account for climate crisis fueled worsening natural disasters that Florida officials could use to speed recovery from Ian, according to the Daily Beast. The bill provided FEMA with a year's worth of disaster funds rather than just the next few months' worth. Now, let me tell you, because there's so much more of this information that's out there that we're going to be going through. Let me go to the phone lines. Let's go to Heather from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Heather. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. And I want to start out by saying I've been a longtime Democrat. I have campaigned. I have fundraised for Democratic candidates, walk door to door, get out the vote, and all this. But I will not be this time. And I want to share why. And I want to share why also that I want to bring to your listeners' attention that on August 13th, 2024, that was the start of just approaching the hurricane season. You mentioned that FEMA says they don't have any funds for the rest of the season. On August 13th, 2024, the Department of State announced that the U.S. had approved a $20 billion, that's with a B as in boy, weapons package aid sale to Israel, which included fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. These weapons are being used to commit a genocide in Gaza, and they're now bombing Gaza, Lebanon, Yemen, and Syria with our U.S. tax dollars. That's $20 billion that could have been gone to our communities here to provide food and water, whereas what we're doing is there's all the money in the world for weapons and to kill innocent civilians all over the world in using our tax dollars. And when we need the money, oh, I'm sorry, there's no money to be had. I don't know what happened to it. We know what happened to it because at the start of the season, we were gifting $20 billion to a foreign government to commit a genocide in our U.S. tax dollars' name.
Hey, Heather, I can feel the pain in your voice. What I will say to you is, you know, this is not just something Democrats have done. Our nation has done that from its inception. And so, you know, you can say that the Democrats have done this, but Republicans and Democrats both agree when it comes to funding Israel. And so by not voting Democrat in this instance, you say that Donald Trump is the person that you think should become president of the United States? You think Donald Trump is going to do something different? I understand your pain. I agree with you. I don't like what is happening in the Middle East. But these things are done unilaterally, and both Democrats and Republicans both agree. They don't agree on much of anything, but when it comes to this and when it comes to war, for the most, in most cases, they agree on it. So I would ask you that, you know, with the emotion that you're feeling, because I agree with you, when man's inhumanity to man continues to go on, and what is happening in the Middle East and the fact that we turn a blind eye to it is horrific. Okay? I mean, I agree with you across the board on that. But the answer is certainly not voting for Donald Trump if you think Donald Trump is going to do something better. There's so many other aspects of things that Donald Trump and Republicans are going to destroy that, you know, I would ask you to think twice about the decision. But I understand. I truly understand how you feel. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I say the Republicans currently are taking the mantra, never let a good disaster go to waste. They're taking that to an extreme with the ultimate lies. They're out there now saying that because the administration is giving a heads up, FEMA may be short-funded this year due to the amount of disasters that are occurring. They're forgetting that Congress sets the budget for FEMA, not the administration.
That's
not
correct.
Kamala Harris. You know, that's Congress that does. And they're also forgetting that in this Project 2025, they're saying eliminate FEMA, and we're going to privatize relief. I mean, come on. You imagine what that'd be like if it was privatized? I mean, they're just there for profit. But the Republicans are forgetting that it's Congress who sets the budget for FEMA, that Project 2025 is calling for the elimination of FEMA, and for them to tie it in and to say that we're out of money because Kamala Harris specifically gave all this money to FEMA that should be going to the North Carolina families and whatnot, and, you know, that they gave it to illegal aliens. That's just beyond pale to put that message out there and scare people and say that all the illegal people crossing from the border, they're getting your money, your hard-earned taxpayers' money that FEMA, you know, should be giving to our people, you know, that it's going to these illegal aliens. That's just beyond pale. And that Stephen Miller, who, you know, was Trump's border czar, whatever, you know, he's just the most ruthless person. You know, he wants to cut funding, you know, for FEMA and everything, and to use those scare tactics and to blatantly lie, which you've been mentioning all morning, Earl. I just think that's beyond pale. They're using these poor people, innocent victims of this catastrophe for their political gain, and I think that's just beyond pale.
Hey, Jim, I couldn't have said it better, man. Thank you very much for the call. They're just lying, man. It's not a surprise. They're just flat-out lying. Republicans have refused to increase the FEMA budget last year, the year before. And now that there's a shortfall, instead of them being truthful, what do you think they're gonna do? What they do, lie. Just continue to lie. And yet there are some people who are going to believe that. It's one of the reasons why I did some research before I came in today to tell you about why there's a shortfall in FEMA. 18 Republicans in Florida last year voted to cut the FEMA funds, and then the hurricanes hit Florida, and then they started whining and crying and pointing the finger. We've got their names. Let me see. The bill passed despite opposition Floridians in the caucus. 16 Republican House representatives from the state voted against the bill, including the two Republicans who represent constituents in Lee County, where much of the hurricane's destruction was felt. In all, 201 Republicans voted against the bill to keep the government funded through December while only 10 voted yes. That's last year. Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Lynn. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Thank you, Earl. The billions of dollars in weapons that we're sending to Israel, those are actual weapons. They exist, and I'm sure the vendors have already been paid. They're taking those weapons out of our stockpile of weapons. It's not new money. Just wanted to make that comment. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Well, good morning. You know, I'm from Milwaukee, and I was a victim of the Deep Tunnel Project, and I had to deal with FEMA five times because my basement and house was flooded five times. And FEMA, what you do with FEMA is that you have to register with them. They make an appointment, and they come over to your residence or what's left of your residence. And then they don't quote you amount of money or whatever, but based on the damage that is done to your home, they go and make this report. And then what happens weeks later, a check will come through from the government. That's how FEMA works. What Harris is giving is some relief, is giving these people food and water, which they desperately need. And that's where the $750 comes in. We never got that because we had running water, and then our electricity was restored within a number of hours or days. So people have to realize what the Republicans are doing is another form of fear mongering and pointing the finger. The government is working as quickly and as humanely as possible. And the needs of the people are to feed them, house them, and give them fresh water to drink. And people, you got to stop listening to this propaganda. And working your way up and saying, I'm not going to vote for this, the Biden administration, because this and that. They're doing the best that they can. And if you look, and I'm glad that you are do what I do, is I look it up who voted for what. And the Republican Party voted down increasing FEMA.
Yes.
So they're only.
Over the last 4 years, they voted against FEMA.
Yes. Yes. And that is what is so funny. People, wake up.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Hang on the phone lines. 855-752-4842 is the number. You know, you just got to look and find out for yourself. You can't accept what these people are saying. They're just lying. Donald Trump is the number one liar, and the rest of them follow suit. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here.
We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Right before I go to the phone lines, let me read this quickly. Last week, as Hurricane Helene was on course to ravage Florida's Gulf Coast, Congress passed a government funding bill without critically needed supplemental disaster relief funding. But Rick Scott didn't lift a finger to fight for it. Instead, Scott opposed including supplemental disaster relief funding and left Washington early. Floridians desperately need disaster relief funding to rebuild from Helene, but Rick Scott chose to put politics over people instead of fighting for the disaster relief his constituents would need. Scott skipped town without getting the job done. Nothing he says now can distract Floridians from his failure. The funding omission was made all the more striking by the fact that lawmakers were leaving Washington 2 days ahead of the schedule, in part because of the hurricane. And some members like Rick Scott and Representative Matt Gaetz, both Florida Republicans who have opposed efforts to preemptively appropriate disaster dollars, either voted against the CR or skipped the vote to be in Florida ahead of Helene's fallout. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, you know, no matter who you point the blame at, and I'm not saying for me or you or whatever, but whoever points the blame, doesn't matter because they go by who is in charge at the time. And since it's the Biden, you know, Biden administration and Harris administration, they're going to blame them. My cousin, I talked to her yesterday. She lives in North Carolina, and she got some flooding. It wasn't really bad. I was really happy to hear that she fared right through this thing. But and she is a strong Biden. I mean, on politics, we're just the opposite, you know. But things are going to change in the next week. If people don't get water and they don't get more money than $750, there's going to be a problem.
Hey, Gary.
It's not going to be.
Did you just dismiss everything that I've been talking about for the last 55 minutes?
I've been listening on and off. I mean, Earl, I have a job.
Okay, listen, man. No, I'm not talking. Well, the bottom line, Gary, is you said it doesn't matter who's to blame. They blame the people in office. I just got through explaining that Republicans are the reason that FEMA doesn't have the money that it needs. The last 4 years, they voted no to increases for FEMA. It does matter.
Does it matter whether money has been taken out of FEMA to give to illegal aliens for housing and phones and all
well,
that?
Well, Gary, that's the lies that are being told right now. And so that's why you didn't get to hear it, you know, because like you were working, that's fine. But I pointed out where Republicans have not voted yes to raising the appropriations for FEMA over the last 4 years. Republicans.
I understand. And that's what I started out. I said, it doesn't matter who you're blaming. There's a problem right now. And it's going to be a problem for many, many years. So if Trump gets in, there's going to be a problem. And they're going to blame him while he's in office. If Harris gets in there, it's going to be the same thing. There is an absolute problem, and you can blame anybody or push the blame on Trump, or you can blame it on the Republicans or the Democrats. There's a problem, and it's going to be with us for a very long time.
Hey, Gary, the Republicans are blaming Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Okay? Okay, so I push back on that with facts. That Republicans have chosen not to fund FEMA. As a matter of fact, Project 2025 wants to privatize FEMA. So there is a difference, man. It's not one and the same.
Knowing that we're in a hurricane season right now, for the Republicans to go out there and say, we don't want to give much more money to FEMA. We want to put it other places, maybe to building more ships or more defense. You know, I don't know. All I know,
I just read it, Gary.
I know that what you read, but I'm going to say that America is going to blame the person who's in charge, and whoever is in charge who wins election, they're going to be blamed, whether it's Trump or Biden.
Hey, Gary, not all of America agrees with you. You can't speak for America. You can only speak for yourself and a certain segment of the population that agree with you. So, you know, don't agree with you on that. 855-752-4842 is the number. It's Friday. And I'm going to be joined by Dan Schaefer. Hang on the phone lines. We'll come to you on the other side.
Is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin will join us to talk about the newest referendum you're going to see on the November ballot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Here's another 107.5 WLAK community reminder. Sound the alarm. It's Fire Safety Day, October 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Amory Fire Hall. Dinner will be served with a free will donation, and there will be demonstrations put on by the local fire department. 5 to 7 p.m., October 7th at the Amory Fire Hall. It's Fire Safety Day. Another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.